We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code FITNESS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at KACHAVA.com, code FITNESS.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, here's a question for you. Which relatively niche sport may be responsible for one of the greatest scientific discoveries in human history? Well, Off the Ball's Cameron Hill can reveal all. Cameron, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. We're talking water polo.
Well, you better explain the rules to me. I've never seen a water polo.
Have you never played it?
Never played it. I mean, messing about in the water, yeah, but not. There used to be water polo matches in Black Rock Baths in County Dublin.
Yes, I believe so. I think my cousins have played it before. My cousin Katie used to play water polo. A particularly violent sport. I don't know. I'm more of a sensitive soul, so it mightn't suit me. But just a short explainer on the rules. 7 players from each team, 6 field players and a goalkeeper are allowed in the playing area of the pool during the game. That's around 20 to 30 metres long and 10 to 20 metres wide. Object of the game is throw the ball into the goal. Whoever has the most goals wins. But as I said, quite violent. So if a player commits an exclusion or major foul, then the team will be 1 player fewer until the player is allowed to re-enter, typically 18 seconds. If it's a particularly violent act, such as striking the player, the referee may signal a brutality foul, in which case that team is required to play with 1 fewer player for 4 minutes, and the excluded player is ejected and must leave the pool area and cannot return. So the need for...
They can put in a sub, though, after the 4 minutes.
You can put in a sub, but I think the term brutality foul tells you all you need to know about the physicality of the game.
Where did the game come from?
So we believe 18th century England and Scotland. So teams competed in rivers using inflated pig bladders for balls. The term polo doesn't come from the other sport known as polo. It actually probably derives from the Hindi word pulu, meaning rubber ball. And like in early versions of soccer, there were 2 competing codes. So on the 12th of May 1870, the London Swimming Association appointed a committee to draw up a code of rules for the game of football in the water. The game was first promoted for the purpose of providing something new and attractive at swimming galas. Then in 1877, up across the border, a Scotsman named William Wilson developed the first form of rules for what he called aquatics football. The 2 competing codes then square off in 1890. The English play Scotland under English rules and the Scots win by 4-0. The English do the return game a year later and also lose that and eventually go, actually, these guys might have a point, and adopt a lot of the Scottish rules. In 1892, you have a revision of the rules by the International Board with rules to be common across the UK. You still have the likes of Australia and the US and Canada playing different versions.
When did it make the Olympics?
1900. So the second one. In fact, it was on the programme for the 1896 games, but never materialised, unfortunately.
Now, it was known as water football, aquatic football, also water rugby, because it's quite a physical game. But do we know when it got the title water polo?
We don't. So polo is, it comes from...
Played with horses and sticks and the pukka.
Yeah. And the pulu, I think that's the etymology of the actual phrase polo, but we're not 100% sure. I think it's around the time in the mid to early 20th century that the Americans start calling it water polo. But it's down as water football on the 1900 Olympics program.
Now, water rugby suggests it is a rough and tumble sport. How dirty did it get?
Well, one account says that games were based more on brute strength than athletic skill. Underwater wrestling would leave some players barely conscious when they managed to get to the surface. Many of the pools and lakes in which they were played were often poorly filtered and very murky, creating even more mystery regarding the actions that took place beneath the surface. It was not uncommon for players to be dragged from the water unconscious. This may have added to the popularity, with crowds as many as 14,000 attending some games in New York City. So, a thirst for blood.
A thirst for blood. Now, speaking of blood, blood in the water in the Melbourne Olympics of 1956, and an extraordinary final.
This is an extraordinary final, not just because of what happens in the pool, but the background to it. So in 1956, you have the Hungarian Revolution or Hungarian Uprising in Budapest, where...
crushed by the Soviets.
Yeah, in their typically nice and kitten and fudge type manner, the Soviets crushed this uprising. 5,000 people killed in total, some 3,000 civilians, along with 200,000 Hungarians going into exile.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
When the Hungarian Revolution began in October 1956, the water polo team, the Hungarian team, were preparing for the Olympics and were training in a mountain camp outside Budapest. They could hear all this gunfire and puffs of smoke coming from the city, but before they could find out what was going on, they were whisked out of the country, flown from Czechoslovakia to Melbourne. So imagine this, your family and friends might be caught up in this, and you're taking a pretty long distance flight from Europe all the way down to Australia. They only find out what happens when they arrive in the Olympic Village, and naturally they're furious, absolutely enraged at what's gone on. Their first action is to tear down the Hungarian flag with the communist emblem that's flying outside of their quarters and put up the Free Hungary flag, which is a slightly different variation. So their political leanings pretty clear from the off.
Now, they ended up playing the Russians, and these are their oppressors. What happened?
Hungarians very good at water polo, and they end up getting in. They end up drawing the Soviet Union, the USSR, in the semi-final. And one of the players, a 21-year-old named Ervin Zador, said years later that the game plan revolved around verbally agitating the Russian players. "We figured if they get angry, they'll start to fight," he said. "Once they fight, they won't play well. If they don't play well, we'll beat them. And if we beat them, we'll win the Olympics." And that wasn't very difficult for the Hungarians, because you have to remember they're under Soviet rule over a Soviet sympathetic government. So they're learning in the Soviet education system. They're all fluent in Russian. So
they could get at them.
Yeah, and needle them in a very specific Russian way. So this obviously worked. And the match was brutal by all accounts. 5 players ordered out of the water by the referee for kicking, hitting, striking the players. Hungary weren't fazed though, and they surged into a 4-0 lead by the final quarter. And Zador had scored twice this time, so he is now being marked by Valentin Prokopov, a notoriously violent water polo player. At one point, the referee blows his whistle and Zador turns around to see what's going on. Instead, he's greeted by the elbow of Prokopov, just to the left of his left eye, very nearly blinded by this. He says, "I saw about 4,000 stars and I reached to my face and felt warm blood pouring down the side of my face." He climbs out of the pool, blood gushing down his face. And if you look up the blood in the water match on Google Images or wherever,
you'll see it.
That's the image. You see basically his face half covered in blood.
They won and then went on to beat Yugoslavia in the final. So they were champions, but then they had to go back to an occupied Hungary, I suppose, or maybe they stayed away.
Maybe they did, but it seemed they got a lot of support. So when Zador is hit in the side of the head, the Hungarian fans go wild. They're absolutely furious. They try to surge from the stands and give the Soviets a piece of their mind. They have to be held off by police. And journalists and media try to capture all this. So it's absolutely chaotic. The game's abandoned and Hungary are given that win. And as you say, they win the gold. But a crazy event.
Now, the discovery of penicillin is related to all of this because of Alexander Fleming.
Yeah. So in 1903, he was a young man in his early 20s, still trying to figure it out all of life and what he's going to do, like so many of us. He'd attended Loudonmore School and Darvel School in Scotland and earned a 2-year scholarship to Kilmarnock Academy before moving to London, where he attended the Royal Polytechnic Institution. He had spent the last 4 years working in a shipping office when he inherited a substantial amount of money from his uncle. So opportunity, a chance to maybe try something else other than shipping for the rest of my life, he thinks. And his brother, older brother Tom, was a physician and said that Alexander should also pursue a career in medicine. This appealed to Alexander, but the question was, which medical school would be best for him? There was no CAO, no UCAS, there were no open days to speak of. The only evidence he had to go on, and the only medical school he knew of, was from his water polo days. So as a 16-year-old, he'd played for the London Scottish Regiment of the Volunteer Force and had a match against St. Mary's Hospital, a medical school based in Paddington, London. So the story goes that Fleming chose St. Mary's because it was the only medical school he'd ever come into contact with. And 20 years later, some 25 years later, it is in the laboratory of St. Mary's between 1928 and 1929 that he discovers what would become known as penicillin.
My goodness.
A drug that has saved millions of lives. So thank you, Water Polo.
Water Polo for the discovery of penicillin. Cameron Hill from Off the Ball, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.